USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's willing to move his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, regardless of whether Republicans support it or not.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Republican lawmakers are saying the price tag is just too high. They also think it's an end run on bailing out cash-strapped state and local governments. If you ride some form of public transportation, the CDC has now put out a requirement that you have to wear a mask. The sweeping order covers most types of transportation, including airplanes, buses, taxis, and rideshares. You also have to wear the mask at the transportation hub. The CDC stopped short of making it a federal violation to not wear a mask. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
The FBI announced that two bombs found near the Democratic and Republican Party headquarters were placed there the day before the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The agency's Washington, D.C. field office also increased the reward that it's offering for information leading to the conviction of those responsible for the pipe bombs from $75,000 to $100,000. Law enforcement discovered the bombs hidden near the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee during the insurrection on the nearby U.S. Capitol. A suspect or suspects placed the pipe bombs at the buildings between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. on January 5th. The FBI released images and a video of a hooded suspect carrying a backpack. Capitol Police Hazardous Materials Response Team determined that both devices were in fact hazardous and could create great harm to public safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
There's an effort underway to honor Donald Trump in Ohio. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
Tuesday, lawmakers proposing a bill to name June 14th, Trump's birthday, as President Donald J. Trump Day in Ohio. State Reps John Cross and Reggie Stoltzfus emailing colleagues Friday looking for co-sponsors of the bill. They say the bill will celebrate one of the greatest presidents in American history, and it will show the more than 3 million Ohioans that voted for Trump that the legislature recognizes his accomplishments. As you can imagine, not everyone is on board with this. Democratic State Rep Jeff Crossman tells the Columbus Dispatch he thinks it's disrespectful because June 14th is already Flag Day, a federal holiday. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
The president went to visit a place that's close to his heart. With more, here's USA's Jeremy Scott.
Mr. President, welcome to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center.
President Joe Biden visited Walter Reed Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland on Friday.
For 8 years as vice president, I'd come here. My whole family would spend every Christmas day here all day.
Yes, sir.
And seeing everybody. And the good news is there are not many people here.
Yes, sir.
Today. We're a lot back then.
Yes, sir.
The president's late son, Beau, was treated at Walter Reed before his death from brain cancer, and the president had surgery for a brain aneurysm while a senator in 1988. He met with wounded service members and toured the hospital's vaccination site. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.